Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
Which show is funnier, Seinfeld or The Simpsons in its prime? Now, the key thing to remember there is that last part, The Simpsons in its prime. We're not talking about The Simpsons right now. That would not be a close debate. We're talking about The Simpsons in the late 90s, early 2000s, that 10-year period where Conan O'Brien was writing for them and every episode was just gold. Now, when it comes to silly debates like this, and it is a silly debate, it's not serious, it's just meant for fun, there's always that one person who just overanalyzes it. That one friend who's like, well, it's not a fair debate, actually, because the writing styles for The Simpsons and the writing styles for Seinfeld are very different. If you look at the scripts for The Simpsons compared to Seinfeld, you'll see exactly what I mean. Okay, Kevin, just pick one and move on, okay? You don't need to analyze everything, Kev. It's meant to be fun, and you're sucking all the fun out of this debate, so stop it. Now, Seinfeld has the lead. 60-40. And some people are saying, like the Seinfeld fans, that it's not even close. Oh, Seinfeld's way better. Why is this even a question? Seinfeld, 100%. I think people are forgetting just how funny The Simpsons was back in its heyday. There was a 10-year period there where The Simpsons, every episode, had like 94 guaranteed laugh moments in it. There were some gold moments in The Simpsons back in the day. People still quote The Simpsons to this day. They still quote Seinfeld, of course. These pretzels are making me thirsty. A Festivus for the rest of us, you know? But I think Simpsons wins when it comes to quotable moments, hey? Remember that episode where Milhouse's parents get divorced? And Homer is hanging out with Milhouse's dad in his bachelor pad there.
I sleep in a racing car. Do you?
I sleep in a big bed with my wife.
Wait, that's just classic Simpsons right there. What a comeback by Homer.
I sleep in a big bed with my wife.
Like those classic Simpsons moments, you just forget about them, and then you hear them, and you're like, oh yeah, this show was fantastic. That's why it's on the air for 30 years. The Office might be leaving Netflix.
No! God, please, no! 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 No!
Now, before you start overreacting, it won't be until 2021, so you still have 2 years left of binging the same old episodes of The Office you've seen over and over and over again. Same thing goes with Friends. Friends might get taken off of Netflix in 2021 as well, and it's all because of NBC. NBC, of course, owns the rights to both of those shows. They sold those rights to Netflix for like $80 million each or something like that, so that Netflix could put them on their streaming service. NBC is starting their own streaming service next year, and obviously they want their own shows on their own streaming service. Makes sense. Now, the contract for The Office and Friends on Netflix, again, expires in 2021, so after that, it might be taken off of Netflix completely. Again, you still got 2 years, so people are thinking it's going to happen next week. No, you still got a lot of time. A lot of people are saying they would cancel their Netflix subscription if those two shows ever got taken off. And some people are serious. They're like, 2021, I am breaking up with Netflix. Well, maybe not breaking up with Netflix, maybe just taking a little break.
We were on a break!
The one debate the parents have with their kids is the amount of screen time that they should have. Some people think screen time isn't a big deal, they should embrace technology. Other parents don't allow their kids to have any screen time at all. According to the World Health Organization, kids should have a 1 hour maximum of screen time per day. Now, we're not talking teenagers or 12-year-olds, something like that. They're talking young kids, like ages 1 to 9, stuff like that. You should probably limit their screen time to about an hour a day, which is tough because screens are literally everywhere nowadays. You can't go anywhere without looking at a screen. If you're a parent of a young child, though, like around 2, 3, 4 years old, this is great news for you because 1 hour of screen time a day means only 1 hour of Paw Patrol that you have to endure. The big news that has everyone in Canada excited, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. getting called up. He's going to make his big league debut tomorrow. Jays fans, get ready for a lot of this.
Oh, that's deep to center field, way back there. You can forget about this one. That ball is gone.
Like, can I just say that this might be the sexiest sound of all time? The sound of a no doubt about it home run. One more time. I lied. One more time. Oh, so good. It is Avengers Endgame Day. Yes! Some people here at Cruise FM have been waiting for this day for months and months and months. They were waiting in line for tickets. Some people waited for like 3 hours to get their tickets. It's a big deal for superhero fans. Like, this is the superhero movie to end all superhero movies. It's 3 hours long. That's how you know it's going to be good. A buddy of mine actually took work off today because he had to mentally prepare himself for this movie. The show times don't start until 6. Like, he could have easily shown up to work, maybe left an hour early, and still would have been fine. But no, that's how serious some people are taking this. Imagine calling your boss with that excuse. Hey, boss, I just can't make it in today. No, I gotta prepare myself for this movie. Yeah, I know it's still 9 hours away. You just don't understand, though, man. You don't understand. Thanos has taken over. It is gross right now in Saskatoon and the surrounding area. Snowing and warming right now. We're getting reports that it's snowing in Silverwood. It's snowing in Meadow Green. That's a tough break for the kids who are off of school this week, hey? I mean, they had a taste of awesome weather during their week off where they could go outside and play with their friends, touch football, basketball, baseball, whatever. And then today happens. Cloudy, windy, and snowy. I guess you'll just have to stay inside and play video games all day. Hey, kids? Oh, what a bummer. When you're bored, do you ever just scroll through Facebook for like 48 minutes? It happens to all of us. Hey, when we're bored, you just go to the phone and start scrolling. I did that yesterday, and this headline just grabbed my attention. Red Hot Ginger Guys wanted for Ibiza 2020 calendar. As a ginger guy, I got excited. Then I remember that I have, like, the best dad bod of all time, so this might not be for me. And I don't know who the organizers are for this Ibiza 2020 calendar, but they messed up big time here. No ginger guy is gonna apply for this, because it's, like, sunny and 40 degrees year-round in Ibiza. What redhead is gonna wanna put themselves through that? We wouldn't last 10 minutes outside in that weather.